Hey, I just wanted to jump in here real quick before this podcast starts. I had the opportunity to interview a really good friend of ours named Lucy Della Valle, and an amazing story with her and Nick. And I really encourage you to sit back, listen, take this podcast in. There is a lot of great hope here, great message. And I encourage you to reach out to Lucy. You'll get a contact information at the end of this podcast. This is a fun, fun interview. And thank you so much for tuning in to No Longer Hopeless. Welcome to No Longer Hopeless. I'm your host, Lane Mercer, co-founder of L&L Ministries. This podcast is a place where you can come to get encouragement and hope restored. We showcase that there's always hope to be found for the right here and right now in the Lord. Let's get started, shall we? Hey, thanks for tuning in to No Longer Hopeless podcast. I'm really glad you're here. Hey, if you are having a good week, glad to have you. If you're not having a good week, glad to have you. Even if it's a good month or not a good month, either way, hey, even if it's not a good year or a good year, I'm glad to have you because everyone has the chance to be no longer hopeless. Thanks for coming on the podcast. Hey, I am very excited today. I have a dear friend of mine. We were able to connect and I get a chance to speak to her. Actually, I get a chance to sit back and listen and let her speak to you. I have the privilege to sit down and interview Lucy Della Valle, And she has an incredible story, incredible person. This is an absolute joy and an honor to have on the podcast. So Lucy, welcome. Thank you so much for coming on board. And I just want to tell us your story.
Thank you for having me, Lane. I appreciate it very much. I'm originally from Mexico City. I came to the United States in 1986. And my life was transformed from that moment on. I tell you, first, let me start from the beginning. Okay. I am a little person. I'm only 4 feet tall. And so I have had my challenges, as you can imagine, at 4 feet tall. And I know there is people who are smaller than I am. And they have become very successful people. And anyways, but my story is in 1985, I went to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, to one of the beaches, to a Little People's Convention. Here in the United States, they have an association called LPA, Little People of America. And every year, they have an international convention. Sometimes it's in San Francisco, sometimes it's in Utah, sometimes it's in, you know, Florida. So every year it varies, it changes. And so in 1985, I was able to attend one of those Little People's conventions. And my world really changed because I had never seen any other Little People besides me. Even I was living in a large city in Mexico City. And when I went to that convention, I thought, wow, this is great. There is justice in this world. Because I saw people that were older than me, they were smaller than me. And of course, as you can tell, I was looking at it from a worldly perspective, not a God perspective, you know, because I was comparing myself. So anyways, from that moment on, my life changed because after going to that convention, a family invited me to come to live with them for a year so I could learn English. Because when I went to the convention, the only thing that I could say was, hi, how are you? My name is Lucy. And that was the end of my conversation.
That was it.
Yeah, that was it. So I couldn't really communicate. I mean, I could understand more that actually I could speak because you're always afraid that you're going to say the wrong thing, you know? You always think that you're going to say it about the word or something, right, or you're going to offend somebody. So anyways, so then in 1987, I met Nick at the Little People's Convention. Then in 1987, I remet Nick in California. He was working for a place called Short Stature Foundation. Now, Nick became my husband in 1988. He was also a little person. He was 4'8¼", and I'm only 4 feet even. And from that moment on, when the Lord directed me to come to the United States to learn English. That's where he became more real to me. Even though as a little girl, I was raised from a different denomination than Protestant. And so I was more into more legal thinking. And but when I came to the United States, everything changed. Everything started to develop more deeply with my relationship with the Lord. And even though you go through valleys and you go through mountaintops, the valleys is where you encounter the Lord, because that's where our dependency really is highlighting. You know, we cannot do anything by ourselves. We either, you know, we need the help of other people, and we definitely need the help of God. And this is one of the things that I am learning in this season of my life. So,
yeah, that's man, we could hang out here just forever, because I'm telling you, Nick, your husband and Lucy, you guys have an incredible story. And just a quick summary, and I could be wrong, but I think didn't you guys walk across America like more than once?
Yes, actually, Nick was working at a large ministry in California, and he wasn't happy with his performance. Well, not his performance, but, you know, with his life. He wanted to do something more, and he didn't know what to do. I mean, he didn't like to be behind a desk. He always told me, "I'm not a tree, I'm a river. I need to keep moving."
That is so like him.
Yes, exactly. He says, "So I am a river. I'm not a tree. I cannot be planted." And so he will complete his work of 8 hours in two. So he will have 6 hours of just pacing around the office. And he found this little booklet by Kenneth Hagin called In Him. And he started reading it. And for 6 months, he was doing that every day for 6 hours. And one day he came to me and he said, "Lucy, I'm not happy. And I've been talking to the Lord, and I think he wants me to do a walk across America for Christ."
Wow.
And he said, "I'm going to dedicate it to Christ, and it's going to be 3,300 miles, 100 miles for every year that Jesus walked the earth." Oof. And I look at him on the eye, straining his eye to eye, and I said, "Honey, happy trails. I'm going to miss you." Because the Lord hadn't told me anything about it, right. You know. And so he started gaining boldness, and he started sharing with other people that he was going to do this walk across America. We had no idea where he was going to start or where we were going to end. So somewhere in scripture, and I don't know exactly what it says, that it says something like we need counselors.
Yes.
You know, and yes. So Nick started going to people that he had a lot of respect for, and he started bringing this idea to them, and little by little the Lord started with Nick's cooperation and being humble and allowing the Holy Spirit to direct him, the Lord started putting the tracks for me to do this walk across America. And actually in 2001, on April Fool's Day, we started our first walk in St. Augustine, Florida, and we walked west. So because one of his friends told him, if you start in the west, he said, it would be better for you to start in the west. And he said, "Well, why? The sun comes out, you know, I'm going to face the sun no matter what direction I go."
Right.
And his friend said, "If you go west and you're walking home, even when you feel defeated or you feel like you don't want to continue the walk, it will motivate you the thought that you're walking home." Okay. And you won't give up. And I thought, wow, that's brilliant.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
You know, and that journey took 13 months and 13 pairs of shoes.
13 pairs of shoes.
Yes. And then in 2005, we did another walk that was from Pennsylvania to Albuquerque, New Mexico. And actually, we started at the Liberty Bell in Pennsylvania. Oh, wow. because there is liberty in Christ.
Yes, yes.
And so we ended up in Albuquerque, New Mexico at the Balloon Festival. So, and the last walk, it was in 2009. And it ended up in 2010. And that took more like 18 months because we had a couple issues and weather and all of that. So that took a little longer. And that walk was from Olathe, Kansas. That's where we used to live. And ended up in the Everglades of Florida. We went a different route. And that's why it took longer.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so Lucy, let me ask you. So, I mean, this week, oh, I love all your stories, and we could just go and go, but I do want to ask you. So, the podcast is called this. The podcast is No Longer Hopeless. And the message is this: there's always hope to be found in the Lord, anytime, any place. And so, what I want to know is what's, and we have an audience that reaches nations. I think last time I checked, we have about 15 or 16 nations that are listening to this podcast. We have them ranging anywhere from Japan to India to Egypt and some other nations. And of course, here in America, where we're based out of. So the audience is worldwide. What I'd like to ask you is what is your message of hope for the podcast audience, No Longer Hopeless?
Well, one scripture that comes to mind immediately is trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Sometimes we keep looking at our issues and our problems and the darkness instead of looking at the light. Mm. And so when we get, the hope is the light of Christ.
Yes.
And if we keep looking at the darkness, that's where all we're going to get. So, I mean, even today is a beautiful day outside. And I was standing outside in the patio in the shade, and it is cold. I mean, when you stand in the shade, it's like, oh, burr. But when you stand in the sun, it's nice and warm. And that's the reflection that I would like to make and give. You know, stand in the light of Christ. And I, you know, I was listening to one of your podcasts, and it, the one that you talk about, Eat the Word.
Oh, yes.
And I loved it because that's the foundation of our faith and our personal strength. I mean, God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit already know the word.
Right.
You know, they don't need it.
That's true.
But we need it to strengthen. It's like our spiritual exercise.
Yes.
Because that develops our spirit, the muscles of our spirit, the muscles of our soul, you know. And because our soul is totally different than our spirit. And so we need to, we don't need to do anything. We get to. Yes, we get to exercise those spiritual muscles for personal strength, for our spirit, for our soul, for our emotions, for who we really are in Christ.
That's very good. Very good indeed. So I will tell you, audience, Lucy's being very, very humble. Her and her husband, former husband, Nick, they traveled and they labeled themselves, I believe I got this right, Lucy, you guys were missionaries to America. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so they would literally travel. And as they would do these walks, they would, if I remember right, Nick was telling me, you guys would bless the fields. Is that right?
Well, Nick is the one that was walking, and I was very comfortable sitting in a motorhome or RV, you know, just waiting for him. He will walk 3 miles an hour.
Wow.
So sometimes it depends on the road and our vehicle and everything. I will go ahead of him, and he will catch up to me. So while he was walking on the road, he was walking with a staff, and he will bless the people, the traffic, the animals, you know, the cattle, whatever he saw, he was just walking and blessing in every step. And actually he said, you know, the people that are Christians, when I blessed them with the staff, you know, when I made the sign of the cross, they knew I was blessing them. And the people that did not believe in Christ, they just thought that he was telling them, get out of my way. You know? So yeah. Anyways, but he, yes. So like I said, okay. He did 3 walks across America. And each one of them was 3,300 miles for Christ.
That's amazing. I remember one of the very first time, not the very first time, we met in Olathe. I remember my wife and I, we had gone and seen one of your opportunities to minister to one of the churches. And I'll never forget this, Lucy. You said this, and I don't even know if you remember. One of the things you said is, and I'm paraphrase you, and I want my audience to get this, but I remember you addressed the church before you guys got started. And it was you that said, you guys have traveled across America and you want the body of Christ to know there's more of us than there are of them. There are more people believing in God than you realize, and that you are not alone. You think that you may be the only ones that are doing this, but there are way many more people that are for the Lord than against the Lord. Do you remember that? I mean, well, I don't remember the exact event, but you know, that was something that's always stood out to me that you had spoken. Have you found that to be everywhere you went, you would encounter those kind of things where you would encourage the people like that, right?
Yes, because that's the truth. I mean, America and Americans, I mean, that's all I can speak of because that's where we walked. Okay.
Sure, right.
So, and I know that it's everywhere because God is everywhere.
Right.
But the American people are very giving. They're very loving. They're very loyal. They're very good. And everywhere we went, they supported us with food, with donations, with whatever they needed to do, you know, and whatever they were led by the Holy Spirit to do, they will bless us. Actually, we met a gentleman in Florida on our first walk that he spent his whole day looking for us to bring us a case of water.
Wow.
And actually, that particular day, we had a fifth wheeler and a pickup truck, and the truck broke down. So we had to go to a RV park to park the fifth wheeler and then get towed, you know, to fix the pickup truck. And that's why he was looking for us all over, you know, just to deliver a case of water.
Just a case of water. Oh my goodness.
Yes, you know, for the walk. And that's what I'm saying. People are good. People are very good. There is so many people that believe in God. Unfortunately, like I was telling you earlier, we stand in the shade instead
right.
of standing in the light.
Oh yeah, I do. And so let me just make sure, and I don't want to put words in your mouth. So your message to the audience of No Longer Hopeless podcast is to embrace the light, is to absolutely choose the Lord. That's going to be your best option.
Yes.
Okay. So, is there a way for my audience to connect with you, Lucy? What would be the best way for them to do that?
Well, my email address is Lucy, capital L-U-C-Y, D as in David, V as in Victor, number 7, just the 7.
Okay.
@ iCloud.com.
Okay. So Lucy, L-U-C-Y, D as in David, V as in Victor, the number 7, @ iCloud.com, correct?
Yes, sir. That's my email.
Okay. So listen, audience, if you want to reach out to Lucy, please email her. But if you could please mention that you heard her on No Longer Hopeless podcast, that would be really wonderful. We'd love to know who heard her message of hope and who would like to connect with her and just reach out to her. But just be sure and mention this podcast. We'd love to know that it's being heard and people are hearing the message, and it's a great message of hope. And I was telling before we came on, I was telling Lucy that we'll definitely try to connect again, because listen, I'm telling you, between Lucy and Nick, they have some stories that you will just stay up for all night just loving the stories of the life that they have lived. It's so fun. So before we go, Lucy, is there anything that you would like to leave our audience, anything left on your plate? Because I don't want to leave and all of a sudden we're like, oh, I really wish I would have said this.
You know, the only thing I would like for people to read the Psalm 91.
Okay.
That's one of our favorite Psalms for Nick and I. But personalize it and put it in the present tense. And at the beginning it says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High." So of course, if you know, you will put, you know, Lucy, or you put your name in
okay.
it. And then personalize it, because King David wrote it in the future because Jesus hadn't come yet.
Yes.
But you can personalize it and make it your own and start there, because that has been a great help for Nick and I.
Okay.
And also one more thing is, we have been talking about my husband.
Yep.
And I just wanted to let the audience know that he went to be with the Lord in December of 2021.
Okay.
So that's why he's not part of the the interview today. But he's having a blast. He's having a great time.
He is having a blast. Yes, absolutely. And I, yeah, you're exactly right. Well, Lucy, thank you so much. I'm really glad we got a chance to connect and have a chance to sit down and do this interview. It's been such a joy and a blessing. And we love you guys so much and look forward to seeing what's happening, what the Lord's got next on your plate. And again, audience, if you get a chance to connect with Lucy through her email, please mention this podcast. And I want to say, again, thanks again to Lucy and again to you. If you found this podcast to be encouraging, to be strengthening to you, I encourage you to share it, pass it on to others. Here's what I tell you. I can get the message of hope to you, but you need to get the message of hope to others. So whatever podcast platform that you're listening to, if you could like, share, subscribe, however that works, that really helps the algorithms. Let's get the message out there. If you do not want to subscribe to a podcast, you can shoot the email to No Longer Hopeless Podcast, all one word. And then we'll just let you know when a new episode comes out. No problem whatsoever. We have several listeners doing that. So thanks again for tuning in and let's see what happens next week. Thanks so much, Lucy. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. God bless you.
Bless you. That wraps up this episode of No Longer Hopeless. If you found this to be an encouragement to you, then please subscribe so not to miss out when another goes out. If you can think of anyone who might benefit from this podcast, then I ask that you please share it. We would love to hear from you. Connect with us on Facebook by searching for LNL Ministries, or you can email us at nolongerhopelesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, as long as you have breath within you, then you can still have the chance to be no longer hopeless.